Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette, a public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com. Now, here's the host of the Wasatch Gazette, Mike Parsons.
My guest this morning is Sean Teagan. He is Vice President and Director of Research, Principal Author for the Utah Foundation. And there is a report that has been coming out kind of in stages over the last few months that we're going to talk about. But first, Sean, maybe just let everybody know what Utah Foundation is.
Absolutely. So we are a nonprofit, nonpartisan public policy research organization. Basically what that means is we study issues such as taxation and air quality and education, and then we try to pass that information on to voters, to interested parties, to lawmakers, and anybody else who's interested in learning new stuff.
And Utah Priorities 2020 is the current report, and you've been kind of putting this out a little at a time as the year has gone by, and what a bizarre year it has been. And so as the year has gone by, it's probably been really tough to try to take the temperature on things as things are changing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, things have definitely changed. We do this project, this Utah Priorities project, during gubernatorial election years. That just means it's when we as Utahns vote for governor. And so when we do this, we put out a survey and we get feedback and we think we have a pretty good understanding of what is on people's minds, what concerns people. This year, we administered this survey just before the pandemic. And when we were analyzing the data that we got from that survey, we thought, you know what, this stuff is out of date. We have to do this whole thing again. And so basically we have a pre and post COVID pandemic kind of a glimpse at what people are concerned about in the state.
So let's do it this way. What maybe you could talk about pre-COVID and post-COVID, what things have changed the most?
You know, the biggest change is the number one issue pre-COVID was that people on the left and on the right, people across the state of Utah, feel like politicians don't listen to them. And that was our number one issue. And I'll tell you what, when we got that, I was so excited. I was like, we're going to talk about this all year long. Well, you know, now that bumped all the way down to six because of a whole mesh of things that kind of popped up that are related to COVID that are on the top five that we found out from people after the pandemic had set in. But another thing that really jumped down pretty far is air quality. So air quality over the past couple iterations of this has been pretty important on people's minds. But we've also asked this question when people think about it the most, and that's in the winter when they see these inversions and we got these particulate matter in the air and whatnot. So it was up pretty high, and it dropped way down. And one of the reasons why it dropped way down is that if you look at the data that the Division of Air Quality gathers in Utah here, you'll see that for the first part of 2020, we had the best air quality like ever. Like, it was ridiculous how we had no bad air days all the way up until July 4th. Of course, with the heat and everything, and the particularly hot, the hottest August on record, we had a lot of ozone days. And people, you know, aren't as concerned maybe about ozone because you can't see it. That air quality issue really was a bigger issue for people at the beginning of the year and in previous iterations. But now in the summer, people just weren't concerned as much about it.
And if you ask people this week, it might jump back up, given the fact that we've got all the smoke in the air. So things are really changing quickly. So maybe
absolutely, all the time. We try to account for that, those changes, but it is really hard when things do change so quickly like that.
Well, and that is one thing about survey research is that this is a snapshot in time. It doesn't mean that what you found out a month ago still applies today, but that's the best you can do with this kind of research. So maybe give us the top five post-COVID. What are the people of Utah concerned about?
You know, healthcare was at the top of the list. And that's related, of course, to COVID. Next was taxation and government spending. So that's a big issue for people. Education came in third, jobs in the economy. And then interestingly, COVID and the public health pandemic came in as fifth, even though it had the largest number of people, the largest percentage of people that rated it as first. However, once you get past that group of people that rate it as first, people might rate it as third or 15th. It really doesn't matter. Like, you see a big range of things where you have just some people that just think it's not a big deal, and so they give it a low rating, and that kind of dragged it down to fifth place.
And in your press release, you talk a lot about school, K through 12 education. Maybe dig into that a little deeper. What did you find there?
You know, people are always concerned about schools, but with COVID, I think people were really concerned about two things. One is economic situation related to their kids not being in school. It's like, what the heck am I supposed to do if my kid doesn't go back to school for the whole year of 2020-2021? But then there's also, you know, just being afraid for their kids getting sick in school and maybe bringing that home and visiting their grandparents and meeting their grandparents sick, and they're concerned about teachers and teachers' health. And so that there's that issue really brought education up in people's minds when we asked follow-up questions for this.
I thought it was interesting, too, that people said they would be willing to pay more taxes for public schools, but if that money went to teachers, they felt better about that rather than going to new schools. My wife is a public school teacher, so selfishly, I love the idea of teachers getting more pay. But one of her big concerns is the facilities that are falling apart. So that's an interesting perception that, sure, we want to pay those teachers more because they deserve it, but we don't want to build new schools. I mean, when it comes to smaller class size, building new schools seems like it's the answer.
Yeah, you know, that is tricky, that people want more pay for teachers. That is the top issue. That's the top. But almost a third of people said, hey, you know, we also want smaller class sizes. The problem with that is that if you have smaller class sizes, you need more teachers.
Right.
And then if you're paying teachers more, that's an issue. Plus, you're going to need more schools. Most people, only a handful of people suggested that we wanted to improve school facilities. But like you said, if you want smaller class sizes, we're going to have more classes. You need more teachers and more classes. Smaller class sizes is tricky in this state, particularly because we have a lot of kids. We have the most kids per capita in the nation, and it's tricky to get those class sizes down, which is one of the reasons why we have some of the largest class sizes in the nation.
I know that this research that you guys do at Utah Foundation costs money, so are there some sponsors that you want to thank?
Yeah, you know, we have a really great partner we were working with on this, the Y2 Analytics. They actually helped us do the second iteration of the survey because they knew that they administered the first survey at the wrong time for us, and nobody knew it was going to be this bad. So we really appreciate their sponsorship on this project. We appreciate the support from the Eccles. You know, we've got a bunch of support from a whole host of different organizations around the state, and while we get some funding for these specific projects, we have a whole group of people, a very diverse group of people that really sponsor us and keep us going to keep providing this research.
And as you talk to politicians and the people that are running for governor, how do you relate this information to them in a way that they can find useful?
Yeah, well, one of the things we do, like you said, we've been releasing these reports a few at a time. So we want to we don't want to put out a report that's 100 pages long. Instead, hey, let's put out a report that maybe is the overarching kind of Utah priority report, and then release these briefs, these 2 to maybe 3 page reports that are a little easier to digest. We put some figures in there that are easy to digest and quick and easy. But then you can kind of delve into it a little bit more deeply and go back to the main report if you want to learn more about each of these topics.
Utah Foundation, a great organization, and tell me again, I don't remember exactly, how long has your organization been in Utah?
You know, this year is our 75th year. We we started back in 1945, in September, actually, in 1945, and one of the reasons why this organization began with entities that are still around today is to really figure out how to weather the post-war kind of era and the economics in that post-war era, because you have a lot of people that were expected to be going out of work, and so people got together and said, hey, we need an organization that does research, that's a nonpartisan group that does not work on the right or on the left. They just work on facts, and we've been doing that kind of work for 75 years.
And that is fantastic. UtahFoundation.org is the website. If you're like me and you love this kind of stuff, you can dig in as deep as you want to there at UtahFoundation.org. Sean Tegan, Vice President, Director of Research, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, Mike.
You've been listening to the Wasatch Gazette, a weekly public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com. We'll be right back.